Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Bozo the Clown, that 90s show, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Here's a sneak peek at tonight's episode of Celebrity Virgins.
Wow. Tim, here, give me your hand. Feel how wet I am.
Whoa. Your pants are completely soaked.
I know. I guess we know why they call this ride Splash Mountain now, huh?
Yep. Hey, you want to go ride the Tomorrowland Speedway cars again?
Sure. But you better not keep ramming me from behind this time.
I won't. I promise.
Celebrity Virgins on Bob and Tom Television. It's not that sexy.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
There, ladies and gentlemen, is Tom Griswold.
I was expecting a big time. I know we didn't get it.
Haven't we gone over this?
It is now officially dead.
Yeah, that's just gotta go. I got a letter here. This could be fun.
Irritating point.
Fun letter. This is from our pal Mikey, and the subject is, I talked to Bigfoot.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, and then the letter reads, Bigfoot doesn't believe in Josh.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
How sad is that?
Wow.
So I mean, there is only grainy footage of me out there, so I can't really blame him. Per se.
Yeah, poor Mikey.
Okay.
Poor Mikey. Poor me.
Well, I think Mikey had to bring it down a peg. So I said,
You don't think he enjoyed that?
Oh, no, yeah.
He was sad to give us the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado.
Cruising, sexy man with a deep voice. Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Working out, it's like a drug to me.
Yeah.
I don't do drugs.
Yeah! It doesn't work out.
Don't
do drugs.
That's a lot.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm pretty good. First off, happy Columbus Day, everybody.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, man, every year this holiday sort of tears me up.
Oh, really?
Well, look how long it's been, Tom. Hmm. Circus 1492, when he sailed the ocean, and people are still talking about him.
Yeah.
Basically, it comes down to one man in his boat, you know? And yet, my boat's still for sale. Maybe it's a sign. Maybe I shouldn't even sell my boat, especially for market price. You know, maybe it means I'm supposed to keep her. Who knows what else is out there just waiting to be discovered, you know? Yeah. You laugh, but I know every time I went noodling and Patty Ferguson Spanx, I discovered something new. Oh. I swear to God. So where's my bronze statue of Kid Rock skinning a mud cat? My point is, who even knows if Columbus was the first one to touch dry land here? It ain't like there was fact checkers back then, you know? No different in the same way my Uncle Junebug tells people he invented Texas toast. I swear to God. And he's from Pigeon Forge, you know. That's why every Christmas you'd open his gift and knew it was going to be a hermit crab or coupons for the batting cage or go-karts again.
Yeah.
But I love history, man. I'll tell you guys, this weekend, for the first time ever, I was in Kentucky and toured a place called Butcher Hollers.
Oh,
yeah, I toured the birth house of Loretta Lynn.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
It's basically just a one-bedroom shack sitting atop four stilts overlooking a big valley. And I probably knew more about this rags-to-riches story than anybody I know.
Oh, yeah, really?
I swear to God, I was basically raised on Little House on the Prairie. Hmm. My mom Phyllis watched it every day. Man, you could even see the path where Half Pint would run down the hill during the intro.
Yeah.
I swear to God. And they still got the same barn where Paul would break horses and Pepper's crouch thinking about Miss Olson running the store. And no wonder why Half Pint's sister was blind. There weren't even curtains in this cabin. Hell, I spent over half the tour squinting at the tour guide, too. So, But it was worth it. I got to hug on Herman Lee Webb and stand next to a cardboard cutout of Tommy Lee Jones.
So. All right. All right.
My point is, never stop searching.
Yeah.
If you got a boat for sale, I got to go.
Noodling in Patty Ferguson.
That's right.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. I could not do that.
I am so ready. The moment I get the offer to go noodling, I'm doing it.
Seriously?
I can't, okay. I'm so pumped. I'm so
You're
going to
stick your fist
yep.
up a hole underwater.
Yep.
And have some critter
and
bite
and
down
and jerk it around until he latches on.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Don't make that
okay. I mean, you really...
Don't do the broomstick.
Have fun, Ronald.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I was talking of jerking it around.
Jess, I think Sorry. You could do this. You kind of have the vibes of like a river person. I could totally see this happening.
I don't know if I'm insulted or flattered.
No, I think
you're kind of like Renee Zellweger in Cold Mountain.
Yeah, you
could bring land back.
We grew up in the lake and we would have seaweed fights and dig in the mud. Like, I'd have...
Grew up in a lake.
Tom, on the lake in the summer, we did, yeah.
You ever have a seaweed fight there, Tom?
Cover your face in it and scare the little cousins.
Oh, yes. No.
The big yes. shore lunch.
The closest Tom's come to having a seaweed fight is returning one of the rolls at a sushi restaurant.
I'd argue if I could.
This isn't a rainbow.
That would be your nightmare. Someone covered in seaweed trying to scare you. It's just like the creature of the Black Lagoon coming to life.
Or Ted Danson in Creepshow.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a second. I'm glad you brought that up. Did you see we have a creature of the Black Lagoon, kind of an interesting story.
I bet it's not.
The artist who portrayed the creature from the Black Lagoon.
The actor, the guy in the suit?
Yeah, he's actually in bad health.
Oh.
And his daughter.
Yeah.
He's 100%.
Surprise is alive.
Oh, my goodness.
Just calm
down. The good news is he's in bad health.
Do you know there are behind-the-scenes photos of the filming of the creature of the Black Lagoon, and the guy's sitting with his co-star. They're having coffee and smoking cigarettes.
It's like, I love those.
And the body language almost insists that he's flirting with her.
A little bit.
In the costume.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, well, it's a great movie. It was the first movie that terrified me as a kid. And his daughter is asking you to send him some cards.
How do we do this?
This guy is in Jacksonville, Florida right now. We're going to post this.
Well, he has to be near open body of water.
It doesn't say in this article how old he is, but it just says that...
What does he have, fin rot?
He was called the Gill Man.
He wasn't called the Gill Man. Was he?
Gill Man.
Yeah, he was called the Gill Man. His name is Mr. Browning. He's apparently in poor health, and people are trying to get him some information.
There you go, Tom. There's the makeup artist working on the Gill Man behind
the scenes.
You know what's
funny? Gill Man holds up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great suit.
It's one of the greatest of all time.
However they made suit, it's really well put together.
And also, when you see the movie, when the people are treading water and their legs are going back and forth.
And he's just right.
You're just a sitting duck.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, but this guy's, we'll put a link to this, and you can maybe send this guy a nice postcard.
Make sure you laminate it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Go on Facebook or whatever and say hi to him. So, once again, his name is, I don't know how you pronounce this, R-I-C-O-U, Riku?
Yeah.
Riku Browning.
Yeah, he's 91 years old.
Wow.
Riku Browning.
You know, like Ricola.
Boy, Chick, is there... I was just wondering, did you like what I did over here? I couldn't really tell from what you just...
I found it real, real easy. Okay.
Well,
there are those.
Yeah, we'll stick a link to this on various Bob and Tom social media platforms. So.
You should call him or send him an email at least and tell him how much his performance.
I have in my office, I don't know, a Gill Man sculpture.
A model. It's a plastic model.
It's a bust,
it's a sculpture.
Is it? No, it's a... I thought it was
a ceramic bust.
Is it a bust?
No, it's the full body. It's like...
Yeah. It is?
It's like a Ravel model or whatever.
Oh, okay. It's like one of your football toys over there.
Yeah, like a starting line.
Yeah, nobody calls those sculptures.
No.
Except the artist who made them, it's a sculpture.
Well, the original one might have been a sculpture, but they're plastic toys.
Sculptures. Okay, well...
We
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Got this. There is, in fact, a Hitler Street.
Oh, my gosh.
Still to this day.
Yes.
I think Where? They pronounce it Heitler.
Yeah, you'd have to. or Hitler.
It's
or
not too far from here. Whenever people ask for directions, I take the first. I say take the first left or the second left, and then the third Reich.
Look at him laugh.
Funny stuff.
Hey, you know, turning the lemons into lemonade, right? Or Nazis into. I just noticed this.
You know how Germans. You know how German. What is it?
I love this. I check. Yeah. How do Germans tie their shoes?
And little Nazis?
Yeah.
Right?
No.
German soldiers, too?
Lost some.
Yeah, that's what it was. German soldiers.
not all of Germany.
No, not all of Germany.
Pat Godwin's in the next
room. They're real sensitive about
Pat's
that.
Got the number one comedy album in America right now, hanging up there with the likes of Jim Gaffigan and Weird Al, which is great. It's called Way Back When on a downloadable platform near you or streaming, et cetera, et cetera. But right now we turn to the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk with Jess Hooker sitting in for Christy Lee.
Actor David Arquette has purchased the rights to Bozo the Clown.
No kidding.
WGN-TV.
On your side with news.
Reports the actor acquired the rights from Larry Harmon Pictures, who bought the rights from Capitol Records, who created Bozo back in 1946. Arquette, a lifelong fan of the character, said, "Bozo represents a world of love, light, and laughter. Something we can all use more of right now."
No, that's nice.
There's a great clip of him being interviewed on WGN. He has been in here. He is such a nice guy.
Incredibly kind.
Let me tell you something. If you've got some free time, go back and watch those Bozos on WGN Chicago.
They're so great.
We loved them.
Because Bozo and his sidekick clown, Cookie, they are having their own little show there while the kids are playing the grand prize game.
And it's not exactly clear what he's going to do with Bozo yet.
No, the actor intended to include the character in a circus interactive experience called Empire Circus, which debuts in Brooklyn, New York this November.
Okay, so Bozo may be a part of it.
Yeah.
And he's got really, I mean, he has clown hair, but it's really iconic the way his hair is.
Oh, yeah. It's like a mustache, like a handlebar hair.
It kind of is.
It sticks way out, kind of like a Larry Fine kind of.
Yeah, it's great.
Bald on top.
Boy, that ping pong game, we couldn't get enough of it as kids.
We
watched it every morning before school.
It'll be interesting. Does he, when he was in here, you could not ask for a nicer guy.
David Arquette, not Bozo.
David Arquette. Bozo was.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bozo.
How many Bozos were there? Two or three?
I think they had a Bozo in every city, I think.
Really?
There's a Bozo in every franchise thing. But dig it up. You can see the interview with him on WGN. It's very funny. There's a couple of little stunts that he did. So I'll be interested to see what he does with it. But he's the guy, if you're wondering who David Arquette is, his grandfather was Charlie Weaver.
No.
Okay.
Reference of all the references you could make.
That's helping no one.
Yeah, that helps no one.
He was in the Scream phrase. He's in the Scream movie.
Patricia Arquette is his sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's married to Lisa Kudrow. No, that's
Courtney Cox.
Oh, you're really? Okay.
Courtney Cox Arquette.
But more about Charlie Weaver.
Yeah, please tell me. Tell me all about it.
Charlie Weaver would show up on all the game shows.
Yeah.
Many people out there are familiar with Mr. Weaver.
And I think there were two.
The literati that I had.
I think there were two Charlie Weavers, I think.
What?
Because the original one got sick and then they wanted to take over the character, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That could be a big lie on my part.
Okay. Sigourney's
father. Anyway, it's pretty cool, and David Arquette is a really wonderful human being. We really liked having him in here. So we have, I hope Howdy Doody comes back.
I know you do.
God, I hope Howdy Doody comes
this
back.
This is Howdy Doody.
That song is 30 years old.
Okay, Jess Hooker, what else have you got over there?
A replica Viking longboat knocked out all of the power in a town in Scotland. The BBC reports that the vessel was being towed through the street in Kirkcudbright when the mast became tangled with the power lines.
What's the name of the town?
Kirk Cudbright?
That's the sound that it made when the power. Oh.
Kirk Cudbright. Kirk Cudbright.
Scotty's got no power.
Yeah. I'm giving her all she's got.
What were they towing?
The Viking longboat. It was a replica. Maybe it was like one of those things that they have at the amusement park. Maybe they were going to use it for like a ride.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
It swings back and
Buccaneer,
forth.
Took the power out.
Yeah.
And the Norse you rode in on. The Vikings would have been disappointed. They would have wanted a lot more destruction.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they come to town. And, yeah, a lot of pillaging.
Yeah, a lot of pillaging. Not to mention,
well, the other thing.
Yeah, we don't even talk about that anymore.
That goes. Wow. It almost goes with pillaging.
Yeah, sure does. Yeah.
Now, Jess Hooker has just gotten up from her seat at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. And she's going to be bringing into the room there where Pat is with his
old girlfriend. Old girlfriend, maybe?
No, it's a very special celebration for Pat. He's just released his new comedy album called Way Back When. It's available on all the streaming platforms, and it's number one in the country.
Number one.
It's number one comedy album in the U.S. of A.
Number one.
Number one.
I can see Pat on the big screen there. And
what's going on? I'm nervous.
There it is.
Oh, here comes Jess into the
room.
I see
Jess.
It's a cake.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, my gosh.
And look at that cake. It's got Pat's album cover on the cake.
It's going to make me cry. That's wonderful.
Let him cry.
The album cover is a picture of Pat. How old are you in that photograph?
It's second grade, someone told me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, wow, that's amazing.
Well, you look hot. And
oh, yeah. I look good then.
And,
did you lie and say you were in first grade?
I said I was in kindergarten.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Alex White said congratulations. We love you, and we do.
Love you, too. Thanks. Wow. I'd like to.
And I want to wish a special positive vibe going out to your mom today, having a little surgery.
Yes, today.
So,
thank you.
Khaki,
heart procedure.
Good luck.
Heart procedure?
Are you having a little brother, a little sister?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Nice.
Okay. She went with Christy to China.
She's being a surrogate?
It's a DNC.
Oh, jeez.
She's going to be okay with all your support.
You know what, Tom? Every time I've ever gotten mad at you, I'm taking it all.
Would you mind? Pat, you can break out that cake or take it home, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Congratulations on having the number one comedy album in the USA Way Back When. We'll hear something from that shortly. But right now, as I mentioned, Jess Hooker sitting in for Chrissy Lee. What have we missed in the world of news?
Netflix has ordered That 70s Show spinoff series set in the 90s.
Something that no one wanted.
According to Variety, the streaming giant has ordered 10 episodes of That 90s Show.
Yeah, who was clamoring for this?
Kurtwood Smith. They'd only remake that.
Kurtwood Smith.
Yeah, Kurtwood Smith and Deborah Jo Rupp, who played the parents Red and Kitty Foreman in the original series, are set to return.
Well, good.
Both of those those voicemails answer the phone. Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. I'll do it.
No, they're both great.
What else
they're
is he doing?
Great. That 70s show debuted on Fox in 1998. It ran for 8 seasons and 200 episodes.
And they had a spinoff, That 80s Show, that just
failed miserably. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really?
Yep.
In That 90s Show, Leah Foreman, daughter of Eric and Donna, is visiting her grandparents for the summer, where she bonds with a new generation of Point Place, Wisconsin kids.
And all right, cool. You laugh, and you also learn a little something.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I will, too. Why not?
So, the essence, the lesson, I should say, here is that millennials now have nostalgia.
Yes, we do.
You're exactly right.
We do, yeah.
Nostalgia.
And they become executives.
Yeah.
At television studios.
Exactly. Right.
Yes.
So the original show premiered in like
98. Yeah. It was in 98
was
and ran
late?
For yeah, and wow. ran for 8 seasons. Yeah.
So technically on That 90s Show, they could sit down one night and watch the premiere of That 70s
That's
Show.
That's true, yeah.
My
Good
nose
point.
Is bleeding.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey,
I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.